Yeah, daf epei tes amud beis. Let us start just to get into the swing of the sugya. Let us start. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, a line after the small ballad. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah barabe shol chuleinu beirav leshmur. Lamdeinu Rabbeinu the Tamide Madrab Eshmuel Ashaila Yotzal Akel Merishain. Akel came that she was Makudush to Arishain. Bo Acher Bekitcho Kedushay Teira Mao. Now someone came, Ashaini, and married her, Bishne Eidim. What is the day? Shalach lohu. So Shmuel answered them, Teitze. First of all, since it's a girl, she's married to a Rishon, so she can't remain by the Sheni. She said, we have a girl that she's married. Teitze. Amidu adover al-buryay vaduni. But he met Barer, this girl of the Rishon, and then tell me about it. The violet Teitze from the Sheni, Rechayish for the tail, but be mevara. So the Gemara asks, "My v'amido adova al buryay." What did Shmuel exactly want to know? That it seems to be a difference. If he knows about it, it's important to know about it. Ilayna, the Megalia milse the kedusha de kama lab kedusha ma'al yininu. He meant as follows, Bimavara, what'll be if we'll find out the Kedusha de Kama Lav Kedusha Ma'al Yaninu. That means that the Kail originated with Shlaini, Shama Mi Pleini, Shishamu Mitrei Edim Sholchom Dinasiyam. That was the Kail. Bimavara that, and if you'll be Mavara that the two Edim that went to Medina Siyam came back, and we'll ask them, did this person, people are saying Bishimcha, that she got married, and they say, we never said such a thing. So then, Mvatlin and Kola, in Migalia Milsik, Dusha the Kamalap, Dusha Malyaninu, Mvatlin and Kola, then will be Mvatl the Kola. Then, the Dvar, I'm telling you, Taitse Mishain. That is a keil, will be mevara. So if it will be mevara that the first keil is a false keil, the Edim who everything, the source of this keil is built on these two Edim that said they saw the Kedushin of the Rishon, and now they came back from Medina Sayom, and they'll tell us we never saw the Kedushin. So then will be mevatel the keil, and I'll say she could be by the Sheni. Not, that can be. But now, doi asrei de Shmuel hu v'loi mevatli kola. Now, doi de never mevatel a keil. That means, so, now, doi, there was a keil that, that this woman was an eishes ish. They did never say she's ais eishes ish. Never mevatel a keil in now, doi. People don't say that the person is matter an eishes ish. The never mevatel a keil. So it was ungenomen that this woman was an eishes ish. So she's zicha also to the second one. And whatever we're going to be mevatel, she's still also to the second one. Because there's a keil she got married to the first one. We're not mevatel a keil. Hello. The Megalia Milse, the Kedusha Kame, Kedusha Ma'al Yaninu, that's what he meant. It's Richa Get Mishen. But he said, the Shailas, we need to get from the second one. Like this, we would say, you need to get from the second one. The first one is a Choshishin Le Kedusha, but we don't know, Klo, there was Kedusha. Choshishin Le Kedusha. Second one is not allowed to marry her. But if the second one married her to say you don't need to get from the second one because there's a girl she's married to the first one. I mean, that's only a cheshishin. So like this, we would say you need to get from the second one also. But if you'll be mevara that these two Edim came back from Medina Sayyum, and they'll say definitely, this girl that you heard is true. We were there by the Kedushin. She's zicha married to the first one. So then, leitzricha get mishayni. So then you don't need a get from the shayni. That's what Shmuel told Talmidei the Rav. The koil, we have to live with it. We zicha have to be chayish that she's that there was a marriage to the first one. We're not mevatel a koil. But the shayla is, can we avoid that the second one should have to give her a get? So he says, well, if you'll be mevara that the first one was a vada kedushin, so then the second one doesn't have to give a get. Like this, the second will have to give a get also, because we're not sure. The second zicha made a kedushin, so we have to give a get. That's pshat and Shmuel. Zok the Gemara, upligye da Rav Huna. Now Shmuel is chaylik and Rav Huna. The Omar Rav Huna, Rav Huna said, eishes yish, sheposhta yodo v'kiblu kedushin, v'kiblo kedushin meyacha, בקודשס מידה רב המנונה. טוב הרב המנונה, האיש ששומר לביילו גרשתני נמנת, חזוק אין אישה מאיזו פונה בפני ביילו. איסטוס רב הוא נצד, אמר לי כחידיש, רב הוא נצד talking about a girl. רב הוא נצד talking about an אישה that I know 100% she was married to Ruben. And now she gets married to Shimon. So we would say, there's nothing more to worry about. She's not married. She's an Eishes Ish. So Rav Huna said, that Rav Huna said, in Yishem Yizah Paneh Bifnei Bailo. So just like if an Isha says, Bifnei Bailo Nizkarashti, so she's Nemon, even though she's becheskes eishes ish, even though it's a dover shebe'elva, we believe her. And yishme yizu ponev b'fnei baila. She's nemon to say that she was nizgarish. So Rav Huna said, who adin? If she got married to someone else, so that's a merdike chutzpah. Mamshach, if her husband didn't give her a get, and she got, how did she get married to someone else? She went in the hole and she got married to someone else. So al kocha, he gave her a get. So memela, so Rav Huna held that Atulu, I know 100% she married Reuven, but if she'll go now and marry Shimon, she needs a get from Shimon. Because her marrying herself off to Shimon is a hechoche that Reuven gave her yet. Otherwise she wouldn't have the chutzpah to marry Shimon. So memela, so according to Rav Huna, that what Shmuel said is 100% wrong. Shmuel said that if you'll find out, you'll be mevara of the koil, that the first kedushin was taka kedushin, she can leave Shimon without a get. Because I see claw that the Kedushin of Shimon is not a Kedushin. She's married to Reuven. So the Gemara says that's not but like Rav Huna, because according to Rav Huna, if she got married to Shimon, getting married to Shimon is another way of saying Reuven gave me a get. I mean, maybe you need a get, and that's an amonis that... But I believe her that she got a get from Reuven, and therefore she'll need a get from Shimon. So now we have here a machloikis between Shmuel and Rav Huna. If a woman was vadai miskadish to Reuven and she married Shimon, you need a get from Shimon. Shmuel says you don't need a get from Shimon, and Rav Huna says you do need a get, according to Rav Huna. Yeah, v'idoch, what does Shmuel do with Rav Hamnune? Ki itmer d'Rav Hamnune b'fonav.
Aber nun hat er gesagt, Ische, scho umro le beilo gerestan in a menes. Warum no go over to her husband? She'll look him straight in the face and she'll say, you gave me a get. So there, Rav Hamnuna said that that's a hichoche, that he reise the kerichoche, that he gave her a get. She's nemo, that's a non-sadi. And Ische me isa poner bifnei beilo. Look him straight in the eyes and say, you gave me a get. That's a raya, she's telling the truth. But over here, she just got married to Shimon. She never said this bifnei bailo Reuven that you gave me a gift. So Mamela, so Shmuel says that what she does, shaloi befonov, shaloi bifnei bailo, does not mean anything. She doesn't have any nemonis whatsoever that she got to get from her first husband. That is what Shmuel holds. And we learned yesterday, Rav Huna Be'etzem is also Maida, that Rav Hamnuna is speaking about, if she said Befono, that's 100% true. If she said it Befono, but Rav Huna holds, according to Rav Hamnuna, L'chumre, you'll need a get. So that's the machloikas now, Rav Huna and Shmuel. L'chumre, does it mean something, getting an Ashes Ish that's getting married, does that mean that I have to think maybe she got a get? I'll kapon him that the second husband has to give her a get also. Shmuel says, I don't have to cholem about such a situation. And Rav Huna says, yeah, you have to think about it. Therefore, you'll need a get from the second husband. So that is the Baal now, the Machloikis, Shmuel and Rav Huna. Now, so the first case we were speaking about, that we found out Claude, she was married to the first husband, Rumavara the girl. So we had a machloikis, Shmuel, and Rav Huna, if you need a get from the second one. What is, if they never were Mavara, that the first one was Mekadisha? They don't know. Maybe yes, maybe no. So I have a Koil, that the first one was Mekadisha, and she got married to a second one. Omar Rav Huna, Megarish Rishain V'noisei Shein. So Rav Huna said, in this case, if the first one gives a get, the second one can marry her, and there's no problem whatsoever. So what could be wrong here? First one give a get, so she's zicher, I had a girl that she was married to Reuven. Now, if he'll give a get, so now she's zicher not married to Reuven. Now, if Shimon wants to marry her, no problem. Megarish rishon v'noisei sheni. But if the second will give a get, and she wants to go back to the first one, loy. My timer osi lameima marza grushosai min ha'eris. If the second one is going to give her a get, and she'll go back to the first one, so people will say, how could she be mutter to the first one? It's marza grushosoi min ha'eres. Now let us see what Rashi says on this mikudah. So Rashi says, v'noisei sheni im yirtze. The second one wants to make nisuin, he can make nisuin. But if the second gives a get, and the first will take back, osi lameima komarza grushosoi min ha'eresin. The omri, al yedei shegirsho rishoin tchilo kitsho sheini. Va'achshob choyzer umarzira. So lochayre here, Rashi means, this is Rav Huna l'shitosoi. Lochayre Rav Huna l'shitosoi, it was a keil that the first one married her, fine. So, could be married her. We're machmed, we have to be chayish for that. Now she got married to the second one. So Rav Huna says, every Eishes Ish that gets married, that makes us think, L'chumre al koponim, that the first husband gave her a get. So Memele, so that's what Rashi is saying. The Omri, al yidei shegir shorishen chila, kitshosheni, that is how the second one was able of to be Mekadisha. So now if the second is going to give a get, I hear about Kail that she was married to the first one. If she married the second one, we're talking about Kitcha Be'edim. She married the second one with Edim. So if she married the second one, I have to be Chayish that the first one gave her a get. Getting married to someone else means my first husband gave me a get. So now if the second one will go and give her a get, and she'll go back to the first one. So it's Mazagurushose Mishuni Salsa. So therefore, Rav Huna said, that is not permissible. That is not permissible. So far, so good. Now let's go further. Rav Shimino, Bereide Rav Idi Yomar, Af megarish sheni b'neiser rishen. No, the second one can give a get. She can remarry the first one. Meima omri, they'll say, the belt will say, Aino rabbonon b'kiddushi. The rabbonon were ma'ayin in the kiddushin. V'kiddushi Toys Ava, and it was Kedushay Toys. Now let us see Rashi. The Rashi Ainu Bei Rabbonon. So Rashi explains our Gemara. The Kedushay Sheni, they were Ma'ayin in the second Kedushin. Now the second Kedushin, we have to remember, was speaking about Kitcha Be'edim. The second Kedushin was a real Kedushin. She got married to the second husband Be'edim. There's no Kedushin. There's a real Kedushin. We don't know. Maybe she's married already. But the second one made a real Kedushin. So Rav Shimon said she can go back to the first one. Aino Be Rabbonon B'Kedushe Sheini. V'Lav Kedushe Ninu. And they were mevarer that she's not married to the second one. Mipnei she'hoisa mikodeshes l'rishay. Because she's married to the first one. She never got married to the second one. V'lo yaimru shagir shotchila. They will not say Shagir Shotchila. So, L'chayre, this means, now who's the Gir Shotchila? So, L'chayre, Rashi could mean it's going on the first one. That means Rashi says they were Ma'ayin in the Kedusha Sheini, and they were Mavara, that she's not married to the Sheini. That's why the first one can take her back. Why isn't she married to the Sheini? Because she's married to the first one, so she can't get married to the second one. Now, L'chayre, you could learn two ways, Pshat and Rashi. V'lo yaimru shagir shotchila. They will not say, the Olam will not say that the first husband gave her a get. Like Rashi said before, in Rav Huna, do amri ayyudei shagir shorishan chila kitche sheini, v'achshav chayzo machzira. That is what Rav Huna holds, that she's not permitted to go back to the first husband, because they'll say she's a marzah grushoser. They shegir shorish and chilok in shosheni, so she's a marzah grushoser. Shinen arab shinen are saying, v'lo yaymru shegir shot chilok. They will not say shegir shot chilok, that the first one gave her a get before she married the second one. Why not? So I saw that Teferes Yaakov says Pshat and Rashi, because Shinino does not hold like Ravune. Ravune said a shtik teure. Where do you get a hold of a get in the first place? So Ravune said, well, if she's getting married to someone else, that's saying my husband gave me a get. Look, that's Ravune's entitled his opinion. But Shinino did not hold like Ravune. That's what the Teferes Yaakov said, Rashi said. V'lo yaymru shegir shatchila. So when people will see she goes back to the first one, they have nothing. So what's their problem? That means how will they understand this psak? She's mutter to the first one. She got married to the second one. We were there by the Kedushin. The Rosh Hashiva is the Masad the Kedushin. So how could she go back to the first one? So they'll say, oh, some of the Rabbana were Ma'ayin. And they saw that the second Kedushin was not a Kedushin because she was married to the first one. So that's why we made a Kedushin, but it's not a Kedushin because she's married to the first one. Lo yaymru shagir shatril, shahakir lo yodu beget shitzrachnu amishayni. So now, Rashi says, now how could they ever think of such a thing? She needs a get from the second one. We're talking about girsha, she can't, lemaisa, what really happened? What really happened? The chachamim weren't ma'ayin at all. This is what they're going. This is how they are going to explain this phenomenon that she got married to the Zakir, she got married to the first one. We saw she got married to the second one. Now she's going back to the first one, and we're going to start trying to figure this out. What happened over here? Why isn't she a Marzah Grusha? So the Hamoinam will say, I figured it out. Rabbona wa Ma'ayin. And they realized that the second Kedushin wasn't a Kedushin, because the first Kedushin was a Kedushin. The first husband never gave her a get, so she's never married to the second one. So Mamela, that's why she's permitted to go back to the first one. Now Rashi says, but between you and me, this wasn't true. The Rabbonim were never Ma'ayin. And Lemaisa, we're only Matahar if the second one gave a get. We're only Matahar if the second one gave a get. No, if the second one gave a get, so you see from that what the second one gave a get, that we are Chayish from the Kedushin of the second one. If we say the second has to give a get, so this whole Pshetel, what the Hamoinam is understanding what is happening, there's no truth to it. So Rashi says, "Shakoy lo yedu beget shitzchach nuah mishayni." They will know about this get. They will know that the second one had to give a get. So ignorance is bliss. So they'll think that the second one didn't have to give a get. And the Rabbanu Ma'ayim that the kedusha reason was a kedushin, and the kedusha sheni wasn't chal, and that's why they'll understand it. Now, l'chayre, if we learn like this, what's the shahakel? It's v'hakel l'chayre would be better. That means, v'lo yaymru shagir shotchila, because we b'chval don't hold like Ravune. That's number one. So don't have, so like this, the kedusha sheini is a way of telling us there was a get from the first one. Because we don't hold like Ravune.
Then it's an upset. Shehakel lo yod, vehakel lo yod beget. But I'm high the second when they give a get to the soap shuttle is wrong. Vehakel lo yod beget, shitzrachnu misheni. The shehakel seems this is a reason v'lo yoimru shagir shatchile. So it could be that shehakel is a reason. That means they will not say Shagil Shotchila, the first husband, because they don't know that the second one had to give a get. If they would have known that the second one would have had given a get, so then they would know, we thought maybe the first one gave a get. It's a little modern. But now let's think out loud for 1 minute. If we will assume that Shinina does not hold like Rav Huna, so Shinina does not hold like Rav Huna, so Mamela, we took care of the Hamayin Am. The Hamayin Am, Girsha, the it was a girl, she got married to Reuben. She got married with Ne'am Ve'ida to Shimon. The Hamayin Am, and now Shimon gives her a get, which Baruch Hashem people don't know about. And now she's permitted to get back to Reuben, to go back to Reuben, and the Hamayin Am thinks that she never got Aino Bor Abonon, she never was married to Shimon. That's why there's no Shaila of Marzu Grushos. Fine. The Hamayin Am we took care of. But let's forget about Hamayin Am. Let us think about the Talmid HaChachamim. What really happened? What really happened was we said that Shimon has to go and give her a get. That's what we really said, that Shimon has to go and give her a get. So if Shimon has to go and give her a get, so we are chayish, maybe Shimon's marriage was a, maybe she really was married to Shimon. Why does Shimon have to go and give her a get? So Poshet will say that Shimon has to give her a get. If we don't hold like Rav Huna, why does Shimon have to give her a get? Because who said she was married to Reuben? That's what Shimon is. That's the real truth. The real truth is, Shimon has to give a get because it was only a girl she's married to Reuben. So, we're working like this. We're saying that we don't know if she ever got married to Reuben. Because there's a girl that she got married to Reuben. We don't know. Maybe yes, maybe no. We have to clear. She can't remain by Shimon because maybe she's married to Reuben. Fine. We can't say she can leave Shimon without anything because maybe she wasn't married to Reuben, she's married to Shimon. But we have no problems. Maman of Sheikh. If she was taka married to Reuben, we don't hold like Rav Huna. This is Shinin. We don't hold like Rav Huna. So we don't have any problems. If she's married to Reuben, she's taka not married to Shimon. So she can go back to Reuben. If she's not married to Reuben, and that's why we're telling Shimon to give a get, so she's not married to Reuben. So it's right, it's not Mars the Grusha. So the way we look at the Shaila, we could figure this out. That means we could, there's a thought, maybe she's married to Reuben, maybe she's married to Shimon, married to both, that's Zichanat. So Mamela, she can go back to Reuben. As long as you don't hold on to Rav Huna. Rav Huna was the one that said, I have to think she got married to both. I have to be afraid that Reuben gave her a get and she got married to Shimon. That Shinina didn't hold up. Shinina did not hold up. As Abshato, that she got a get, since she got married to Shimon, that is why I have to assume that Reuben gave a get as a vaitnich. So Memele, so we can think that she got married to Reuben, got married to Shimon, but if we'll make a complete cheshbon, there's no Mahzik Rishosi over here. The Hamoim Am, they're not such Eluyim. Your faith, she's married to Reuben, your faith, she's married to Shimon. So that's Mahzik Rishosi. So how did this happen? The Rabbana Mata Mahzik Rishosi. They don't figure out the Mamon of Sheikh. So that Shinin said that they can think something else. They don't have to know all the problem. They can be under the opinion that she never was married. If we say she's mutter to Reuben, we're saying she's mutter to Reuben with a cheshbon of Mimonavshech. But they'll think that Einabor Rabbonon, that she never got married to Shimon. That's why she's Mutala Reuben. So the Velt is taken care of, and we're also happy. We don't hold up Rav Huna. That's L'chayre. Let's assume that that's Pshat Merashi. Let's go a little further. Now, Yotza ole kol mizeh umizeh mal. Now the Gemara calls anu shayla. That means we had a kol, she got married to Reuben. Never mavar the kol. People said she got married to Reuben. A month later, we have a kol, she got married to Shimon. No, she got married to Shimon. So fine. So that's for sure that she can't be with Shimon. We won't let her be with Shimon because we have a girl, she's married to Reuben. So the Shaila is now, what we're calling a Shaila is, can Shimon give her a get, and can she go back to Reuben? That is our Shaila. That is going to be the Dian over here. The Dian here over here is going to be that... We have a problem here of Mahzik Rishosi according to Rav Huna. That is going to be the Shaila. Now what should we say? Thinking out loud. So thinking out loud, according to Rav Huna, there's a Kail that she married Reuben. There's a Kail that she married Shimon a month later. And Rav Huna says, if an Eishes Ish marries someone else, so we have to think that the first husband gave her a get. L'chumra, we have to think the first husband gave her a get. So we're in hot water now. So Memela, if we have two Kailas, and Rav Huna, that says, you have to declare that the first husband gave her a get. So l'chayre, if the second husband will give her a get, she can't go back to the first husband. That l'chayre should be according to Rav Huna. So let us see the Gemara. Omar Rav Pope, so Rav Pope said, Avzu megaris rishain benoisei shaini. The same thing. Only the first one can give a get, and she can get married to the second one, because there's no problem. But if the second one will give a get and she'll get married to the first one, there's a big problem. So then we have a problem of Mahzik Rishosi Mishenisarsa. That means we have two kailas that she got married to Reuben and Shimon. We have to assume that when she got married to Shimon that Reuben gave her a get. So we have here a case of Mahzik Rishosi. So we can't be mata her to Reuben. So that's what Rav Pope said. What does Rashi say? So Rashi says, Yotza le'akel mizeh, vach grach mizeh, shalekit shosheini befoneinu kedushay teire, elokel yotza shekideish achar horish. Nakel came out that Shimon was Makadisha. So over here, ach bezu megarish rishen, v'lo yegarish sheini v'yiso rishen, that we can't permit. That
The second Kedushin is also only a Koil. Chai Shinan. Dalei Mugirish Rishin, Chilo Bekitcher Shaini, Vachshav Chazel Larishin, Gerusha Shenis also. So what is if it is a Koil? But we're Chayish for a Koil. So we're Chayish for a Koil. So we, her friend, she got married to Reuben, she got married to Shimon, Reuben gave her a gift. So Mamela, it's Marza Gerusha Sai Mishinis also. That is what Rapapa says. So we can understand this. According to Rabuna. Ameima Rama Muteres Lishneim. Oh, Ameima says, Shimon gives her a get, she's allowed to go back to Ruth. The Hilchese Muteres Lishneim, Afilu according to Rabuna. So let us see Rashi, Muteres Lishneim, Kloima. Af megarish shayni, v'noise rishayn, v'afilu ravhune moide b'ho. Here Ravun is also moide, that we can do this. So now we have to understand. This is a little difficult to understand. How did this happen all of a sudden? We have a formula over here. We're chayshishin l'koil, and So how do we take, how is Reuven allowed to marry her? So L'chaire would seem that let's get down to reality. I mean, all these marriages that we're being concerned of was only a koil. It's not, we, between you and me, it could be she never married Shimon. She never married Reuben. We're chayshina l'koil. But so to be a stickler on a koil and say, well, this is the koil, it could very well be, if you're working with koilis, which is only adarabon and dikechshash, I mean, she's becheskas pnuya, we're just working with the koil people. We're chayshina l'koil. So memele, we can juggle around a little bit. Who says that she taka got married to both? That means you're taking this like Torah Misinai. She got married to Reuben, she got married to Shimon, and then Reuben gave her a get, and it's a Marsa Gerushosai. To create Yisurim from two Koilas could be that we don't do. That means we never were convinced that both are true. Now we're creating Yisurim because I'm assuming both are true. And perhaps we can throw in a vote, and we also have to say a chumre that Reuben gave her a get, because since he married Shimon, so that's also a chumre. It's not pshat is this Rav Huna that says if she married Shimon, it's ke'ilu. She's saying that Reuben gave me a get. It's also not a true namonis. It's a namonis l'chumre. So to say all chumres are facts of life, and that's what happened. And in Mele, she's also to Reuben, if Shimon gave her a get, as a vite, we don't go. He says, in the first case, when she's gotten married to Shimon, she zicha got married to Shimon. So Mamela, I know there was a marriage to Shimon. There was a koil that she got married to Reuven. So there, Rav Huna was machma. I have one koil, and a vadai marriage. So Mamela, so then I'm afraid maybe Reuven gave her a get. So Mamela, so. But over here, I don't know, Bechlalter was, who said there were two marriages, everything is a koil. So you could be Mekel. Now before we see Taisvus before, let us see the top Taisvus. V'hilchese muteres l'shneim. So we paskin the muter to both. U'may zebol ifnei rabbeinu tam. Sheyotzo al get echot koil psu. There was a maise, Reuven gave a get to Rachel. I'm talking about a real wife, and he gave her a get.
And the girl came out, people said it was a postal get. People started to talk. It's a postal get. Whatever it is, they're talking, it's a postal get. The Noshnu Getcha, and the girl was al kaponim, serious enough that we wrote a different get. I mean, it's only a girl. It's not more than a girl. Whatever our information that leaked out, the psul of the get is also only a bill of a koil, not more than that. But there's a koil, so we don't want her to get married, that we won't marry her off. So there's a koil, this is a postal get. So we reckon with a koil, so we won't let her get married. The notion of get shayni b'pnei halach. So they gave it, so it was a whole tumult. After the dust settled, Rabbeinu Tam said, write another get. Okay? They wrote another get, trying to say, I'm who did you get, l'chol ha'dayus. But the second get was written 3 months after the first get. Fine, no problem. They wrote a second get. Now the shayla is, she allowed to get married? So like this, you have to wait 3 months of avchama. From the get, you have to wait 3 months. So the shayla is, well, she waited 3 months till the second get. But that is if the first get is a get. So the mele, then the second get, then she waited 3 months. We gave the second get. No. But if we say if the first get is not a get, so then she first got the get now, 3 months later. So now you have to wait 3 months in order for her to get married. That is the shayla. So, Gabi Havchone, can we rely on the first get, or can we, she has to wait from the second get? Fine. So, the Rabbeinu Tam, Bloitzricha Rabbeinu Tam Lahamtim Gimul Chadoshim. Rabbeinu Tam said that she doesn't have to wait 3 months. Mizman Gercheni, Kivin Sharishin Hoya Kosho. The first guy was a kosher, again, was a koil. A koil doesn't mean anything. Halachically, it means a shortis. But it doesn't mean halachically it means anything. The whole get shayni was only also a faith. People are talking a koil. So he gave a second get. Fine. Well, that's it. That's the shittus Rabbeinu Tam. But, he brought a raya from our sugya. The heavy raya mikam. The marine and hochet the mutaris lesheini. Here we said, is muta lesheini. Af al gav, the domi lamarza grishos and mineiris. And he says, what pshat na gemore? Ye muta lesheini. That means, The muteres l'shneim means she's muter to the first one. Af al gav the domi lemarzeg rishos mineirisen. This is similar to marzeg rishos mineirisen. Kiven she'ein kan el akel ba'alme lehichmira. But as long as there's only a keil, you don't have to be machma. We'll come back to this soon. So the Rabbeinu Tam brought a raya from our Gemara. It was a Eluya Sharaya from our Gemara, since it's a kill. That means here we have a problem in our Gemara. How could she be mutter to the first one? There were two kailas that she got married to Reuven and Shimon and Ravune and gave a get. It's Neva Marza Grishosa. We should ask her to Reuven. No, since it's a kill Balma, we're not Machma. So who are then we're not Machma? By Havchonim. V'oimari, de'im raya, there's no raya whatsoever from our Gemara. Nishan yoche, v'avakoil mizeh u'mizeh. Here, it's a koil from the first one, it's a koil from the second one. V'ein doime kol kach l'marzeg rishosoy min ha'eris. Avo b'koil acha yesh la'achmer. So l'chayre, before we go further, the Ri is asking a more dike kasha. The Ri is asking a kasha. There's no cloud that a koil,
We're not geiris akoil. Akoil is something to think about. But here we have two koilas. We have two koilas. So two koilas. So that means, so who says we have to assume that both koilas are emes? That means, I have to be chayish for koil. I can be chayish for the first koil. But then who says I have to be chayish for the second koil? I don't have to be chayish for all the koilas. So Mamel, that's what it said in Nagamori. You have two koilas, two chumras ba'alme. So the Gemara said, you don't have to be chayish. Who says that both, who says everything happens and she's awesome? Maybe not. No. Because it's two koilas. But over here, in the case of the Rabbeinu Tam, there was a koil that it's supposed to get. We have to be chayish for it. We wrote a new get because of that. We were chayish for the kill. The kill means something. We wrote a new get. So if it's a possible get, you have to be chayish. We're chayish for the kill. So if you're chayish for the kill, so you have to start hachana from when she got the kosher get. That goes hand in hand. Kedamrin el shalai motzai davar al buryoi. Before we said, according to Rav Huna, the previous case, in the previous case, that the first one was a koil, the second one, Zicha married her. That means there was a koil that she got married to Reuben. There's a koil she got married to Reuben. Fine. And then Shimon made a kedush. We know Klaus Shimon made a kedush. So Rav Huna said, according to Rav Huna, Shimon can't give again, she should go back to Reuben. Because since it's a girl that she was Reuben's wife, so Memele, so Amul Chayish, Shema Girish, and she got married to Shimon, so we have to be Chayish that Reuben gave her again. So she's not permitted to go back to Reuben. That's what he said over there. Ayitz HaKoyl. But the Mechayish for one Koil Mechayish. And she's not allowed to go back. I forgot the Kedusha Rishon I have a Koil Ba'alme. Mikol Mo'am Mekayim Machmirin. Mishum the Kedusha Sheini Kedusha Teire. V'domei Tvei L'Marse Gerushosa Min Eiris. And it looks like Marse Gerushosa. It looks like Marse Gerushosa, even though the whole Issa is only built if this koil is true. But if this koil is true, so then she's a Marse Gerushosa. So she's also to the first one. So the same thing, if this koil is true, so there should be Avchone. Should be an Issa Avchone. Our Gemara Muteres Lashneim is because we can juggle with two koilas. Who says that both koilas are true? I have to be chayish for the one koil or not, but both together to be chayish for. That is the Riz Kasha and the Rabbeinu Tam, Amir Dike Kasha. Now, the Rabbi Magid says that the Pshat and the Rabbeinu Tam is as follows. And I think Pshat in the Rabbi Magid is like this, that the Rabbeinu Tam held by two koilas, not because we juggle around, we're not chayish, well, maybe. There's two sveikas. Maybe Bechal should get married to Reuben. I feel she got married to Reuben, I'll forget. So she got married to Shimon. The Rabbeinu Tam held that's not Pshat Na Gemara. Pshat Na Gemara is if we have two koilas, a filler will be chayish for everything. Rabbi Natam held like this, that all chumras that we're machma by a koil, that means a koil min ha-Torah is nothing. People are talking, but after all investigations, they heard from Menemiyanas in Afghanistan, some Amela, it's nothing. I mean, halachically, the koil is nothing. The Rabbonah said, we have to be chayish for the koil. So the whole chash of koil is only when it's negeya isurei de'araisa. That means that
like, now, if she's married, so she's an Eishes Ish. So you have to be chayish for the girl. So midarabonon, I'm claiming she's an Eishes Ish. Midarabonon, I'm claiming she's an Eishes Ish. So my male is not allowed to marry her. But here, in the case of Havchone, midarabonon, that the first get is puzzled, I'm claring that there's a chi of Havchone. That's right, that's right. Midarabon, as the koil, which I reckon with the koil, I'm claring there's a chi of the rabon. So the dinim that Chazal were mato, that you have to reckon with a koil, was only if, according to the koil, there'll be a shayla of the raises. But if according to the koil, Afilu, the koil is wrong. Afilu, I'm sorry. Afilu, the koil is right. There's only an issa darabonon. So, mamela, then I don't have to rechen with the koil. So, the Rabbeinu Tam learned, what did he see in our Gemara? In our Gemara, he saw as follows. He saw, you have here two koilas. You have two koilas. She married Reuven, she married Shimon. Now, halachically, do I have to, clash in my two when she's my, I won't juggle. But halachically, afilo, I take all these chumras into consideration. It's only an issa d'rabbono, because the whole issa b'keil is a d'rabbono. What's my marza grushosoi? That means, The first one, we should come back to the first one, and we'll say, it was Takim Marzah Grushosai. So he was over this Marzah, but he was only over this Marzah Grushosai. He'll come off Yenevel to say, Rabbi Sai, Mina Teure, I was rightfully permitted to assume that she never got married. So Memele, so Afilu, so the whole Isser is only an Isser, the Rabbono. So, since my whole issues is an issues of a koil, so by a koil, don't have to think of an issa d'rabbanon, not because of the toots dodim. I think that is how the Rava Magid says pshat in the Rabbeinu Tam. So therefore, that's what he would arrive from our Gemara, and the Ri learned a different pshat in the Rabbeinu Tam. The Ri learned a different pshat in our Gemara. We juggle that we don't have to accept, since both are koilos, we don't have to assume that both koilos are really true, so we can juggle. That's how the relearn pshat, but over here, by Havchana, there's no juggling. There's one koil, and according to this koil, there was no Havchana, so you have to wait Havchana. Something like that. Now, let us see the two Taisvis. We skipped over. Omar Rav Huna, Begarish Rishain, V'noisei Sheini. As Rav Huna said, Begarish Rishain, V'noisei Sheini, that's no problem, because that is when Avo B'motzoi Dover Al Buryoi. I must say, Dover al Buryoi, that we know Klo, that she's married to the first one. Pshita la Rav Huna, de la Yegare Shaini ve Yisarish. If I know Klo, she was married to the first one. Bekiven de Vadai Kitcharish. I know Klo, that she's married to the Rish. Umukadash is Nami la Shaini. And I have to assume she got married to the second one. L'Rav Huna kimin sheposhta yod v'kiblo im kain chayshinon shagir sharishen. So therefore I am chayish shagir sharishen. That means, if I know Klo, she got married to the first one. And you know there was Klo Ramayisa Kedushin to the second one. And Rav Huna holds that Ramayisa Kedushin spells out that there was a gerishin from the first one. It's Kapanam chayish shagir sharishen. V'migarish sheini v'yisarishin avleimach v'gerishosoi min ha'eres. And it's a samameila, that's poshet. Abba b'loyim midei al buryoi.
What if it is loy hemide albuyoy? That's okay. So we loy motzu dova albuyoy. The ein ki im koil likidushe rishain. There's only a koil likidushe rishain. Havamine, the mutter lesheni legarish, I would think that the second one can give a get, the lisa rishain. Kamash malon, that for lahochi, lo yegarishaini. So now, Taisvis is saying that we have a mine, a fellow according to Rav Huna. The Rav Huna holds that she's mekabel kedushin from the sheni. I have to be chayish that she got a get from the rishon, and I have a koil that she got married to the rishon. It would be a hava mina that she should be muta to the rishon. It'd be having that she should be mutter to the Rishon, according to Rav Huna, and that's what the Gemara says. That means if I know Klaus, she got married to the Rishon, and then she got married to the Sheni, nothing to talk about. She's zicha also to the Rishon, the Sheni will give her a gift, because that's mamish marziger shosri. I know Klaus, she was Reuven's wife. When Shimon married her, I have to be chayish that Reuven gave her a gift. So now, she goes back to Reuven. That's mamish. But over here, since I don't know that she's Reuven's wife, and that Shimon Zicha married her, so I would think that she's mutter to Reuven if Shimon gave her a get. I feel according to Rav Huna. So the shaila is, why would I think like that? Why should I think like that? I have one koil over here. I have a koil that she's married to Reuven. So I have to have a koil. And I have to think that Reuven gave her a gift when she married Shimon. So why should she be mutter to Reuven? So either one of the two, maybe we could say, but there's still two chumus darabonan over here. That means we have to assume she's married to Reuven. She got married to Reuven. That's chumah number one, which is a chumre. And then we also have to assume that Reuven gave her a get, which is also a chumre darabonan. I mean, Rav Huna says, I mean, we're using Rav Hamnuna's din over here, and Isha Me'iza b'fnei Baila. This is only a Rabbanan de Kedin over here, because we have to be chayish if she accepted the Kedushin from Shimon, which is a gewaldike chutzpah to her first husband Reuven, is a raya that Reuven gave her again. It's a raya that Reuven gave her. And you have to be, so you have to be chayish that Reuven gave her again. But this is only achshash de Rabbanan. So maybe over here, I also have two de Rabbanans over here. In order to make chumras, I have to be chayish for two darabonos. I have to be chayish for the koil, and I have to be chayish for the get. And so I would think, who says that I'm chayish so much for that? These are two darabonos. So that the Gemara said no. If one koil and one get, that I don't say. That is the machloikis, Rav Huna and Shinan. We'll see the next place with. Af bozeh megarish, alibe de Rav Huna koma. So Shinan is also saying according to Rav Huna. So that's the way we said in Rashi. Vershakim says the Rashi is chelikam toises. By the way, he said in Rashi that Shinan doesn't hold like Rav Huna. Shinan also holds like Rav Huna. That you have to be chayush that Reuven gave her again. Afal pikein, she's mutter to Reuven. So lechayra, that's the vote. You did, because there's two chashas. I mean, maybe Reuven married her, a chayish for the koil, and maybe Reuven gave her a get, so you don't have to be machmer so much. V'chein, ameima, the posik hilchas of the materis, which name is also la'avun nekoma. V'n rabbal chon, and the mashmed aloche keratun.